filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey security pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Stan. Good to be with you.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on. For those of you who don't know Tom, he's back there in Washington, D.C., or just outside of Washington, D.C., back there keeping us abreast of what's going on, certainly in our capital city and some of the terrible things that are coming down the line. But you don't want to listen to me. Let's get it from Tom. Tom, are we winning or losing?
I think at the moment we're losing. I think we're losing in a big way, but... You know, I always am the optimist, and I believe that a lot of the victories that the other side is having is creating more victims, and those victims are beginning to understand what we've been saying all these years is true. And I think sometimes you have to scrape the bottom before you can start to look up and say, we can move the other way.
Well, I think in many ways this may be the greatest opportunity we've ever had to reach people out across America. In fact, you even put out one of your newsletters recently talking about that. I think it was in December. But people have to understand that unless things are bad, the average American, we live in the most wonderful country in the world with more affluence and more prosperity here. People here live in poverty are better off than the middle class in many other countries throughout the world. But when things start to get bad, when people lose their job and their home and their car and everything else, and they're going to begin questioning, how did this whole thing come about? And they may begin listening to what people like Tom and I and the others have been saying for a long time, and that is that there is people who are working at the highest levels of our government who have a different worldview, who do not believe in the American dream. They believe, well, I'll let you pick up the story there, Tom.
Well, I think that you're absolutely right. This is what we're dealing with, are people who do not share our ideals. There are those, I mean, they're so arrogant at the moment that they're openly saying what they really believe while they've hidden it for all these years. And they're saying things like, you know, capitalism is bad and, individual liberty and so forth. All this is over. I think it was Schumer was saying the other day, Senator Schumer from New York, that traditional values and free markets and all that stuff, that's over. And that's what they think. And they think now they're moving towards an Obama-led socialism in this country. And they are planning to instill that in every way they can. We've got a tax now, not only on the free market, you've got the President of the United States now deciding who's going to be the head of corporations. You've got a tax on the Electoral College, a new one has come up. You've got this GIVE Act that just passed both houses of Congress with 70 Republicans voting on it in the House that literally is what I call it the Hitler Youth Nazi bill. It's to have our children all put into national service just like they would do in the Soviet Union or they did in Nazi Germany. All over the place. They're putting all these things in place, and of course, the number one thing that's coming at us is a surveillance society where everything we do think and say is going to be observed by the federal government and decide whether we're allowed to do that or not. And I think that is probably the thing that scares me the most, because once that is in place, then the all the rest of it can be put in place easily. And what really scares me about it are the people who should understand, the people who profess to believe in the American ideal, profess to believe in limited government, that are grabbing hold of this surveillance society in the name of protecting us from illegal immigration and terrorism, and saying, I'll give up my liberties if it means we can stop that. And that's what we're doing, and that's what scares me the most.
And, you know, I think most of us are shocked by the death of this little 8-year-old girl here this last week, and they just found her body in a suitcase at the bottom of a pond. But there was a surveillance video of her just a few hours before she disappeared. People don't understand. They've got those cameras. They've got them in stores. They've got them in banks. They've got them in schools. They've got them in corridors. They've got them in corners. They've got them on freeways. They've got them every imaginable place. And it's not to track the bad people. It's to track and see what you out there in the listening audience are doing. They've collected your photographs. And very often you watch these detective programs. And Mrs. Jones, you know, they want to know what she looks like. They just put the name in the computer. They know where to go. And they've got Mrs. Jones' picture there. And, of course, they got that from the Department of Motor Vehicles. Long-range planning for the surveillance society so they can track everyone and know everything they buy and everything that they do and everything, you know, who their friends are. Even Google is keeping track of every website you go to, and that information is all available to the government. Every telephone call you put in, you know, there's a record of it, and of course they're being monitored by the National Security Agency. They've been doing it for years. They know your every thought, and believe me, they have dossiers on American citizens. I've seen my own dossier from the FBI, frightening, with page after page after page, blocked out in the name of national security. And what was my crime? I'm a patriot. I've opposed communism and authoritarianism for 47 years, and they sure know all about me. But those, I should like to know what's all those pages that are blacked out from top to bottom. You go right ahead, Tom.
Yeah, it's your life, and you don't know what's underneath those black pages.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, this, and again, let me focus on this immigration issue, because I certainly am opposed to illegal immigration in every possible way, and I have led battles to stop the amnesty, and I fear that illegal immigration is changing our culture, is changing our way of life, is certainly a burden to us. It's a source of crime, and you know, all the other things that go with it. And so you cannot say that I am, you know, soft on illegal immigration. But we have a battle going on now. The forces who are against illegal immigration are fighting it on the tactics, on how this is done. And, you know, there are those who are pushing things like Real ID and E-Verify as the atom bombs in the fight against illegal immigration. And this is a very frightening situation, because Real ID, as former Homeland Department Secretary Chertoff said, you know, he wants to expand its use. He wants to take a simple driver's license and put in the RFID chips, put in all of your personal information, everything they can possibly gather about you, this being your key to society. And, you know, when those kind of records are kept by somebody else, and that's your key to life, that's a pretty terrifying thing, because all they have to do is screw with it a little bit and you could be shut out of society. You could have false information or mistaken information put on it, and you could find yourself being accused as a felon. And how do you rectify that? What I don't understand is, you listen to anybody who has to go and stand in a government line and listen to them grumble, listen to the attitudes of the bureaucrats behind the counter treating them like chattel and in disrespect, and people mumbling and grumbling about that. But every single program that comes out today that people begin to support is offering more of that. Why would we want to do that? But it's obviously much more than that. It is about the surveillance of everything we do in our lives.
out of curiosity, one reason they haven't tried to stop the illegal immigration is because they wanted that, and they can say, look, the illegal immigration, my goodness, how are we going to stop it? Well, you know, what we're going to have to do is have everybody carry an ID card. The trouble is, right now, if the police pick up an illegal immigrant in this country, they can't even tell Immigration and Natural, the Immigration Service about it. They don't want to stop this. They're encouraging the illegals to come here, giving them, all sorts of welfare benefits and free health care and free education. They've even subsidized it here in the state of California. It costs $10 billion. They create the problem, but they got a solution. And that is, we've got to have more regulation of the loyal American citizens to protect us from the wicked illegal immigrants they're encouraging to come here. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I said, our guest this afternoon, Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. We were talking about the immigration problem. And, you know, I can remember back in 1988 when Senator Hayakawa, the senator from California, was trying to have English declared the official language of our country. Now, what would be wrong with having English the official language of our country? After all, French is the official language of France, and German is the official language of Germany, and English is the official language of Great Britain. But here, there is tremendous opposition to having English declared the official language of our country. And certainly, but now you want to call Bank of America, you want to call, AT&T, they say, well, do you want your message in English or Spanish? Well, looking back to 1988, what was that, 20 years ago, I never could have imagined there was a long-range plan to try to change America from what we were into this multicultural, multilingual society that really has no traditions. You never hear them playing God Bless America on the radio anymore. Do you wonder why that is? Because there are people who hate America. Recently, a man was nominated to become a federal appellate court judge. But when he had been a judge before that, he had said it was illegal to have a Christian prayer, but it was all right to pray to Allah. After all, it was against the federal constitution to mention Christ in a prayer, but prayers to Allah were perfectly acceptable in public. And that's the man that President Obama is nominating to the federal bench. We got a real problem in America, Tom. I don't think most people have any idea how long range this is, and the fact that, in my opinion, Barack Obama has been carefully groomed for a long period of time for the position he now holds.
Now, I have never said these words before Barack Obama about anybody in government. But I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that Barack Obama is a full-fledged communist, and creating a communist America is his plan. And I do think he's been groomed for that. Everybody that has ever been in his background, everybody he's ever associated with, have been hardcore Marxists. So I have no hesitation to say that about him. And that's what frightens me so much. And when I see people who should know better, as I said before, profess a love for this country and profess a love for the ideals of our founding fathers, blindly, willingly accepting a surveillance nation under the guise of protecting us from terrorism and illegal immigration. It is absolutely terrifying to me. And for them to argue about it and to say, I'll give up my liberties in order to protect us from that. Protect us from what? There's nothing worse than having your liberties taken away from you, and you'll never get them back. But they're willing to do this. And the real ID issue and the E-Verify one is probably the biggest one that people don't understand. You've got organizations that are professing to be conservative, right-thinking organizations that are promoting E-Verify as the answer to illegal immigration, which literally forces every single employer in this country to use this system, using the Social Security database to determine when somebody applies for a job at their company whether they're legal or not. And this is a massive database we're talking about here. And again, it's using a database that was set up to for our old age retirement policy from the federal government. This is mission creep. This is, well, it's already there. We'll just use it here. We'll use it for that. And every time you set up one of these data banks, you can say that. Well, we'll just use it for this because it's already there. This is what leads to a totalitarian society. What frightens me about this are the groups that are telling our people that this is what we should be doing. I hesitate to name them because, I don't want to start that war, but I will. There is one organization in particular that a lot of your listeners, Stan, may well be members of or support, and that organization is Numbers USA, and they have been the organization that has been pushing Real ID and E-Verify, and they keep saying, well, it's just very efficient. It's just not a problem. It's just easy for businesses to do this. Well, first of all, I don't want my big brother to be efficient at all. And second of all, that's not the way we decide whether, you know, how we protect our freedoms in this country, whether it's efficient or not. What people need to understand about Numbers USA is where they come from. The numbers in Numbers USA is about population control. And they are a radical, environmental organization. Roy Beck, who's the head of it, has been, honored by the EPA. He's given, presentations to the United Nations Environment Program and their Population Fund, and he's been honored by several other environmental groups and the Isaac Walton League and so forth. And here are these guys daily putting out emails, alerts. They have over almost a million people in their alert system about pushing E-Verify onto all of us. And E-Verify is very much connected to Real ID and to a surveillance state, and I think if a lot of conservatives understood where Numbers USA is coming from and what they're about, then they would hesitate to, you know, support them. But they aren't hearing that. They're hearing this is what's going to protect us from illegal immigration. It will not protect us from illegal immigration. They will go underground. They will have other means at their disposal. Social Security numbers will become as valuable as cocaine, and people will have their identities stolen because of this. But we're being herded in this direction because the policy behind Numbers USA is the same policy behind Barack Obama, and that is Agenda 21, the United Nations Sustainable Development, over the top-down rule of our way of life, and that's what they're promoting. And they've sucked in so many conservatives to support them on this. It's really frightening, and this is, I just felt that it was time to finally speak out about these people and say who they are.
Well, Tom's always trying to get me into trouble, but I trust Tom. I've known him for a long period of time. He's one of those handful of people who's real, he's genuine. And believe me, the conservative movement, the Christian movement, has been thoroughly infiltrated. Many of our religious organizations have been thoroughly infiltrated and, of course, are doing everything they can. Very subtly, to undermine our movement. Well, if Tom feels strongly about numbers, I feel strongly about numbers. I'd never heard this before. And one reason I want to have Tom on, and he's going to be with us once a month, is to bring us up to date on what's really going back on in Washington, D.C. I mean, there are a few people I really trust. I mean, Larry Pratt, Catherine Albrecht, Tom DeWeese, and a handful of others you hear here on a regular basis here at Radio Liberty. And the reason I do what we do is to educate you out in the listening audience so that you can be wary and you can get this word out. Because believe me, we always want to ask, who's putting up the money for these secret organizations? How do these people support themselves working full-time? I know how Tom does it. He does it with a lot of hard work and with a lot of mailings just to raise the funds so he can keep doing what he's doing to reach heaven more people. But believe me, there's people within the conservative movement have unlimited funds, and the question, where does it come from? You should ask that same question. We're going to be back in just a moment or two with Tom DeWeese as we explore the real threat to America and to your future and your children's future.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late. Too late. Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up? Why? And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage? Supplies are running low. Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Tom DeWeese. And Tom, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the American Policy Center, why they should be in touch with the American Policy Center, and how they can help you.
Well, our website is AmericanPolicy.org, AmericanPolicy.org, and on our site you will see a history of the American Policy Center. I've never taken an article off of there. You will see how we've developed various issues, how we've learned about things as time's gone by. We focus on the issues of property rights and personal privacy rights and education, and we've been obviously in the battle against illegal immigration. We've been in, we were in a battle last year over stopping a constitutional convention, and you can see our reasons why there and so forth. All those things are there. We have an action alert system called Sledgehammer. You can sign up for free on the website. My newsletter, the DeWeese Report, you can also sign up for it. It's available online now. It's right there on the website. And again, you can see the articles that we have in it so you know what you're getting into. These are the kind of things that we have focused on. We believe in free enterprise and individual liberty and limited government, and that everything we think, do, and say is based on promoting those ideas. So we're in Warrenton, Virginia. We don't lobby Congress normally. We have on occasion the normal way where we go down and talk to members of Congress or testify. But normally what we do, we consider ourselves to be a grassroots activist organization. We find out what the details are, what's going on, and we put it in our Sledgehammer alerts, and we send it out west from Washington and tell people, you know, what's going on, who to call, what action to take, and what the situation is, and then people begin to react that way, and we've been very, very successful in doing that. We've won a lot of good battles.
Well, a telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Tom, who's on the front lines of this battle and he's been there. How long have you been at it, Tom?
42 years this year.
Well, you're just a youngster. I've been at it for 47, but 42 is a good long time. And then we've met Tom and shared things with him through the years. And he's reliable, and that's why we want to have him on here on a regular basis, at least once a month, to keep us abreast of what's going on. So if you're out there in the computer lands, you have a question, our number 1-800-259-5791. Well, you know, Tom, as we look and see what's happening financially, why we seem to be going from bad to worse. We see the stock market going up. A lot of unsophisticated people are jumping in. Boy, we want to get in there before this thing, gets away from us again. And, of course, it's a bear market. And, of course, we've got things are going to get a lot worse, going to be a lot more unemployment, a lot more people losing their homes. Do you think the average individual has any idea really the true nature of this crisis that we're in today or where it's going to leave America? Because a lot of people are saying this is the end of America as we know it. And I think they are absolutely right. I mean, we're not going to see the same prosperity in the future. I mean, this whole thing was built upon faulty money on credit. It had nothing to do with money. It had to do with a totally fallacious system. And we're either going to have to change this and get back to a free enterprise system where you have money with value, or we're going to end up as in this fascist dictatorship where the government controls us from the cradle to the grave. What do you think is going to happen?
I saw a report the other day that said that our national debt is now higher than the gross national product of the world. You know, there's no way that we'll ever be able to pay off all this debt, especially if you've got the free market completely shackled by all these rules and regulations they're putting on it now. Of course, they're blaming the free market for all this problem. They're blaming the deregulation of the Reagan era for all this problem. Of course, none of that is true. It's really the opposite. It's the meddling of the government into the market causing all of this. It was Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton who made it mandatory and politically correct for banks to lend money to people who didn't have any money to pay back. And all of that goes on. I mean, it goes obviously much deeper than that. It's been going on for a long time. But they are succeeding in getting the American people to turn their back on a free market and a limited government and getting them to accept a much, an overwhelming big brother government. That is what's happening. And they're moving at lightning speed to put it in place. We have been able to slow some of it down, stopping some of it here and there. They always come back at us with it in another way. So it is a very frightening thing that is coming at us.
Well, I think it's important for our listeners to understand how they can say our debt here in the United States is greater than the gross domestic product of all through the world. I mean, basically, if you go up on the Internet, they'll tell you that the national debt's about $11 trillion. But you see, that is not accounted by the general accepted accounting principles, the so-called GAAP, G-A-A-P. If you were an accountant, you'd understand the general accepted accounting principles. Take on not only your day-to-day debt, but, of course, your future debt and what you really owe. And, of course, when you get into Social Security and Medicare drugs and all of these other things we promised and we should be have the money to pay in the future, why we're talking about $65 trillion. And the gross domestic product of the whole world is only about $59. So Tom is absolutely correct. But people do not understand that they have no intention of ever paying off this debt. I mean, they're running out of money for Social Security. And why is that happening? Well, very simply, because so many people are losing their jobs. I mean, we've had about 2.5 million people lose their jobs just the last 4 or 5 months. And they're no longer paying into Social Security and Medicare. In fact, they're pulling money out. You know, some of them are pulling it out into disability or one to guys or another. But the money's not going in. We've been using Social Security and Medicare money for years. simply stealing the money to spend it so they didn't have to raise the taxes. They don't want to raise the taxes, have people get mad at them. So they've stolen the money from Social Security and replaced it with bonds. And what are those bonds replaced behind the bonds? The promise of the government to pay, but the government doesn't have any money. What it takes, except what it takes away from us by force, by taxation, or what it can borrow from other countries, but other countries are getting tired of investing here as the value of our currency goes down, and they know it's going to be destroyed by inflation. And then lastly, of course, what they can actually print. And so they're beginning to monetize their money, they're beginning simply to print more and more money, and that is the path to the Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe. Do you think the average person understands this, Tom?
No. I first of all, we've got about at least three or four generations of people who are now adults who have come through a public school system where economics is not taught, barely taught math, and they have no understanding of that. They don't understand why the United States of America is the most unique nation on earth, because our nation was set up with the idea that government's job was to protect our liberties and not dictate them to us. We're the only nation on earth like that. We're the only nation on earth with our judicial system, and we're the only nation on earth with our economic system. And we have been the target from day one, from the United Nations, from all the carriers there. Redistribution of the wealth is the root of every single United Nations program, and a redistribution of our wealth is the basis of all those programs. It's the basis of the Law of the Sea Treaty. It's the basis of Kyoto. It's the basis of sustainable development in Agenda 21. It's the basis of everything, is to redistribute American wealth, American power, and have us somehow humbled in the world. And, just what did you see last week? You saw Barack Obama go to the G20 meeting and tell everybody, we're nothing special in America, and I'm just one of the observers here. I'll just sit here here America has now been put in its place, just in the back of the pack somewhere, but get out your checkbooks. That's all you're good for. Write the checks. And that's what the rest of the world views us as a bunch of arrogant people that are supposed to be put in our place. Let's take their money. Here's the other thing, is they don't understand why we have that money. We have the money because of our economic system.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Tom DeWeese. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Tom DeWeese, and we've got Janon calling us from Austin. Hi, Janon, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Dr. Stan. I think it's wonderful you're going to have Mr. DeWeese on regularly. I have worked and been active against Real ID, against E-Verify, and against illegal immigration. And my question for Mr. DeWeese is, if we do not have an E-Verify system or anything like it, what can an employer do when hiring to protect themselves? You know, they want to do the right thing, and they don't want to hire somebody that's not qualified. What kind of checking can they do now without the E-Verify? And I'll hang up and listen offline. Thank you.
All right, good question. Go ahead.
I'm proud of you for being against these things and working against them. You obviously understand what the dangers are with them. You know, the employers are already required to get information from potential employees. And, you know, they get their driver's license, they get their birth certificate. I've had to do this. I have my own companies, and we employ people. We have to have this information. We supply there. So, you know, they're already doing that. But, what's happening here with the E-Verify system is the government is refusing to do the things it needs to do to shut down the border. And as Dr. Stan mentioned earlier, you have policemen who are not allowed to arrest known illegals. If they do arrest them, they aren't allowed to send them out of the country. They aren't allowed to do anything like that. In other words, the government isn't doing anything to secure the border. It's got all the incentives. We've got states now that are trying to get reduced tuition for illegals, to get them Social Security, to give them free education, give them free medical care, and all those kind of things. And the government's refused to allow anything to happen to stop that. And what they've done is they've turned around and they said, well, since we won't do this, we've got to do something. So let's make business the front line to stop illegal immigration. Somebody who's stupid enough to start their own business now is not only the national tax collector, he's now the first line of defense in securing our borders. The fact of the matter is that if we would do those things I mentioned to make illegals feel unwelcome, they leave. This is happening across the country in communities where they will rise up and take some action, and they'll leave there where they're not welcome. Do that for the whole country, and they'll stop coming here. It's not just the job. But employers, I mean, we've run this country for 200 years, and employers have been able to hire people and not worry about where they came from until recently, when illegal immigration became a huge problem. Get rid of them, get them out of here, and the employer won't have to worry about it. I mean, I know that's a simplistic answer, but it's a truthful one.
Well, the thing is that we hire people to work here. We need help, and so we have to have their Social Security number. We have to take out withholding on them. We have to send it into the government. We have to give a form based upon their Social Security number sent to the government, you know, on a regular basis. Now, the government actually knows where a lot of these illegal people are actually working today. They know they're using illegal numbers, and they're not doing anything about it. Why aren't they doing anything about it? Because they want the problem. They don't want a solution. They certainly want to establish this principle that everybody's got to be in dossiers. Everybody, governments are going to have to, employers are going to have to go to their database and check these things out. And yet they know where so many of these illegals are. Understand that they have absolutely refused to address the problem. It's all about control. And they can have the illegals here, and then they can say, gee, we've got to have more control over all the law-abiding citizens to protect them from the evil illegal immigrants. And ladies and gentlemen, they are simply pawns. I mean, the average person coming into this country illegally, I feel very sorry for them, but they're violating our laws. If we let them violate the laws, why shouldn't we just turn all the criminals loose as well? I mean, we have to be a nation of law, either that or we'll move into anarchy. And we are moving into anarchy, and it's not happening by accident, in my estimation. I think it's happening by intent. Go right ahead.
Yeah. And I think also that we need to point out that the large employers of illegal immigrants, are the large corporations that are lobbying Congress daily to open the borders and allow them to come in. And so they're all kind of in this together. The average corporation or average company in this country is not hiring illegals, and they're fine. But what will happen here is if with E-Verify, if one illegal gets through and they do hire somebody that's not legal to be here, the company will face $11,000 fine for doing that. And you know, again, the local guy, you're talking about some companies that maybe only hire two or three people. They're small companies, and having to go through this and having to do it to a system that is not set up to have millions of businesses using it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, being able to get into it. And if they open this up for every single employer having to get into that, you are going to have several million legal Americans who are suddenly called no match, and those people, legal American citizens or workers, will have to go down to the local Social Security office between the hours of 8:30 and 5, Monday through Friday. Normally, these people are not rich people who are able to leave their office suites and go down whenever it pleases them, but they will have to take off from work and lose work that they need to have to go down and prove who they are. And if you've ever sat in a government office and tried to prove something like that, try to get a record fixed, you find out how impossible that is. Now take that and multiply it by about 25 million, and you get a picture of what kind of chaos we're talking about putting into the system for a system that will do absolutely nothing to stop illegal immigration. That's the whole point. They will either work under the table for cash, or they will get stolen Social Security numbers, and it might be yours that's stolen. You heard all these reports of people with laptops who take them home with thousands and thousands of records in them. Those will become a premium to buy on the black market. And you may find out one day, 5 years from now, that you go to get a new job, you're thrown out of the system because somebody's stolen your Social Security number, and you now have to prove that it belongs to you.
Hey, Tom, I'm going to have to interrupt you.
I'm sorry.
You're just on a roll, but we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much, and we'll look forward to having you with us next month.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much. God bless and bye. I hate to interrupt Tom because he was, you could tell how deeply he feels about this, and you should feel deeply about it. But simply remember, this is, they really want a multilingual, multicultural society. They want to destroy America. They hate America, and they hate Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer out of our schools, and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and morality out of our schools. And then they wonder why we have immorality and crime in our society. Oh, well, what we need is more government laws. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. That's how we maintain our 60 outlets every single week, actually over 60 outlets of one sort or another, reaching people out across this country. So if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or we have a donation button up there on our website. I've really fought it for years, but finally we decided we had to do it because we just want to keep doing what we're doing. We hope you enjoy our programs. Now, if you haven't laid in a supply of long-term food storage, we act with Ready Reserve Food, and you'll get the wholesale prices to Ready Liberty just like you will through Ready Reserve. So if you have a catalog, don't put off filling it out. Fill it out, get us to us, and we'll get you the shipping charges. If you don't have a catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I'll tell you, more and more people are beginning to realize we've got a real problem, and this is the time to get it taken care of. Then, of course, if you don't have your Berkey water filter, you should have one or a couple of them, as we do, and you want to lay in a supply of long-term storage foods. Certainly, we work with seeds in a can. Seeds in a can, if you don't have their number, you can always call us, and we'll get it for you. But Harvey Eason does a great job of a product that'll keep you for 10 years, and you want to have a set of seeds there. We don't know what the future holds. I hope and pray you never need them, but we live in very uncertain times with very wicked people who control our government. We don't have free elections. We have controlled elections. We have electronic voting machines that give us fraudulent results, like this one precinct in Ohio where they had 800 people and 1,200 votes for George Bush. Under any circumstances, our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Go there, get the information. Help us to get the truth out while there's still time.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the